informative, and engaging. Rick Munn. Rick Munn on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
TNT Radio, locked and loaded. I'm your host for the next 3 hours, Rick Munn, from Ireland, Northern Ireland, United Kingdom, call it what you will. Yeah, it should be a good show today. Later on, I'm joined again by Mr. Kevin Corbett, who is a PhD doctor of a lot of experience, 40 years plus experience in clinical nursing. We're going to be talking some medical developments that have been happening across the globe over the last 3 or 4 weeks since the last time we spoke. And in the last hour of the show, Mr. Roger Tattersall is making another appearance. We're going to be talking UK politics, immigration, different things, climate. You know the story. These are the things that are affecting all of us. Before I get in proper to the show, someone at the ABC is not getting invited to the Christmas party. ABC and Western and South Australia wind turbines are bound for landfill because of hefty recycling expenses. In other words, those monstrosities that you see that are taking up the skylines across the world, when they cease to function and they cannot be repaired, they cannot be recycled, they dig huge holes in the ground, they throw them in and they simply shovel the earth on top. They are non-recyclable. You know, when you buy something from the supermarket or you buy something from a fast food restaurant, they're crying about, oh, don't throw this into the sea, you'll kill the animals, marine wildlife. We need to recycle, recycle, recycle. And most of this green energy nonsense is non-recyclable, wind turbines being one of them. In the UK, breaking news in the UK, inflation has just hit 9.1%. in a 40-year high amidst the cost of living crisis. You know, this figure of 9.1% is a 40-year high, but listen, the reality is it's a hell of a lot more than 9.1%. They're not factoring in electricity prices. They're not factoring in, fuel prices or natural gas prices. They're engineering these inflation figures to look as good as they can, and as good as they can is still a 40-year high amidst a cost of living crisis. So, you know, this is not obviously restricted to the United Kingdom. It's happening all across the world. There's no one anywhere on earth that I know that is not affected by these cost of living crises. And I'm sure if you're listening into this show here today, you will be in the same position. I know I am. It's getting tighter out there by the day. Twitter's board has just accepted Elon Musk's offer to buy them. Dinesh D'Souza reports in America. He says it's very good for free speech in America. Long term, the censorship platforms are on their way out. Who wants to live in a place where a sword of Damocles hangs over your head? This guy's in a fantasy land. If he thinks that some billionaire, paper billionaire, buying up a social media platform with a little bird on it is going to liberate us all, give us freedom of speech, he's living in cloud cuckoo land. Okay, there's more people getting kicked off Twitter than ever before right now, despite the fact that they all believe Musk already owns it, and they're all at Elon Musk on their DMs going, get my friend back online, my friend's been kicked off for telling the truth, Elon, reinstate his account. You actually think he's going to read your personal DM? Do you think he's going to actually get the Twitter board together to reinstate someone from the middle of nowhere just so they can retweet other people's stuff? Listen, get with it. Use the platform. Use it as best you can, as often as you can. Say what you got to say. And if you don't get banned, well and good. And if you do get banned, you know, come on, wake up. You're not going to get Elon Musk waiting in on your behalf to reinstate your account. He's a shrewd businessman. Some say he's not, but you know, he has a few quid. He's in the position that he's in for a reason. Maybe he's saying yes to the right people. Who cares? He's just a buck agent. In Northern Ireland, he's called a buck agent. And if you don't know what buck agent is, go and Google it. B-U-C-K-E-E-J-I-T. That's what Elon Musk is to me. But anyway, what do I know? I'm going to inhale. I'm going to get some more oxygen into my lungs before I bring on my first victim on TNT Radio.
Going 360 on the headlines.
It's really well-balanced conversation.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Ed Cooper is back in the proverbial hot seat. I missed him last week. Had one of his buddies on instead from Jab Injuries Australia. Very nice guy called Matt, actually, who's doing a fantastic work trying to raise awareness in Australia for what's been happening to people, those that are being brushed under the carpet. So we were able to have a good session with him last week. Ed is back. I'm hoping he's refreshed. He's locked and he's loaded. How are you this morning, or this evening, should I say, Mr. Cooper? Are you well or what?
I'm great, Rick. Look, last week it was more about giving a voice to a good friend of mine who's been doing an amazing job. And I will give a quick shout out. If you guys are listening, just get onto Instagram and just type in Jab_injuries. It'll come up straight away, Jab Injuries Australia. That's a friend of mine. And what he's been doing for the last, at least 10 months, I believe, is relentlessly posting stories about vax injuries. And the good thing is that he doesn't put no commentary on it. He just puts the facts. And really, with these injuries, that's probably the best way to go about it. So what he's doing is putting out the story directly from the people's mouths. There's no commentary. It's pure facts. You decide yourself. I mean, I've sent some people to the page, some skeptics, and really that's been the thing that's pushed them over the edge. They've realised, you know, this is not all conspiracy, my friend. And a big shout out to Matt. I'll make him listen in tomorrow. Maybe he can put a little clip on his Instagram. But he's been doing an amazing job, man. And he's been doing it without the help of other people. A lot of people are ignoring the actual victims. You know, we're doing commentary. We're focusing, I believe, in some ways on the wrong things. We're focusing on, you know, WEF and Davos and all that stuff. When actual, if you want to wake people up, there's nothing better than a big smack in the face from a big vax injury, man. So kudos to Matt, and kudos to everyone else who's been doing an amazing job. But interesting times, Rick.
Yeah, he has a page, by the way, and I don't normally do this because I'm very wary of people that are raising money on social media for projects or legal fees or whatever. I'm not saying that they're not legitimate, but I don't have the time and the effort to dig into everything before I will support something. But what I do know is he has a web page. I think it's Jab Injuries Australia. If you check out the Instagram page that Ed has just said, Jab_injuries_Australia, there's a link to his webpage. You can make a small donation to the cause. What cause is it? He's trying to raise money to post out 1 million leaflets or 1 million booklets to the literally, physically into the homes of Australians that will land on their front doormat. And it is a comprehensive breakdown of the most common injuries and real life stories. And he even includes the email addresses of the people that have been injured. So, for example, Ed, if you get a leaflet and you think this guy's fake or I don't believe this story, you can email the person that's been injured. They've agreed to this and you can communicate with them and they will tell their story to you. So it's a very good work. I believe Matt has caring responsibilities for someone at home at the minute. So he's devoting his whole time to doing this. And as you say, he doesn't get any support from any agencies that I'm aware of. So, you know, even for a few dollars, give the guy some support. You know, for the price of a cup of coffee, it could get five of these booklets into the houses of five Australians. It could save someone's life. I don't know, but he's a diamond geezer. He's a good lad.
He is, mate. Look, I don't usually recommend anyone to give any money to any alleged trooper that's been involved in this, but he really deserves it. He's nonstop, mate, and he's 100% pure. You know, I've got a big thing about controlled opposition. And let me tell you, I've gone through this bloke with a fine tooth comb, mate, and he's 110% legit. And he's done an amazing job. And it looks like now he put out a post last week calling out to all the troopers to help him out. Yep. And it's been very successful. So it looks like he's about to get some voice and he deserves it. And, you know, the people need to be heard, Rick. It's because
he's very careful the way he's doing it to him. When I say careful, he's not cutting, he's not hiding anything, but the wording that he used, because he's a huge page, is like 140K people following him. He has other pages as well, a lot of followers. The last thing he needs is to get that nuked, because of course he can start again under another name, but it's just wasted time and wasted effort, and it gets him demoralized. So he's doing it legitimately, to the degree where he is not getting censored by Instagram. And Instagram are quite, they can be quite, how would you say, fascist in their application of the rules. When you say the wrong things and, you know, you post the wrong stuff, bang, you're gone. So he's done well to last this long, I would say.
Yeah, he's done an amazing job just to survive. And his numbers are still great. And just this week, as I said, he's put out a call out to some people. He's basically called them out, basically saying, if you're legit, come out and support me. And to his credit, it's worked, and a lot of people have jumped on board. Even you heard of Ben Fordham from the Australian news media? He's actually started following the page as well, so hopefully he might get a little crack on MSM. So it's a very important job he's done, and he's done it for no money. He's I think he's looking after an elderly parent, maybe, or an elderly grandma. This guy's the real deal, man. To be honest, Rick, for the whole 2 years, he's in the top five people I trust. And obviously yourself, you're one of them. You know, there's not many people I trust in this game, and he's really done the hard yards without the support. So, I mean, that's probably enough talking about him tonight, but he's done an amazing job. So, if you guys can search him out, and there's a link to his page if you want to do some donations, I guarantee you this money will be spent all legitimately. There'll be no fraudulent scams. It's all going to a cause to help the victims.
Yeah, amen. And big shout out to Matt. If he's listening, he's probably doing other things. But anyway, it's good to direct people his way. You mentioned something earlier on. I want to pick up on this, all right? I've been thinking about stuff. I think you walk around, you think about stuff. You're driving around to work, you're doing your work, but you're thinking about stuff. You know, we're trying to make the best of our time. We're trying to conserve as much mental health as we can, you know, not squander money because we know hard times are coming, you know, that sort of thing. So one thing I've been thinking about is the amount of time and effort that people are spending breaking stuff down and arguing to get people to believe things that have no consequence or no influence whatsoever on our current situation. And you made a very good point, actually, where you said, you know what is more powerful, or what can hit people between the eyes harder than to have someone in front of them that said, look, I lost my leg because I took this AstraZeneca vaccine, or I can't get out of bed because I took this Pfizer shot, or my mom is dead, or my kid has died because they took this Pfizer shot. That trashes absolutely anything else that you can type or research or go into great detail on. We need to be really focusing in on this, because there seems to be a little bit of momentum with this now. There's more people coming forward. There's more reports happening. And you mentioned there's a guy in MSM there. He seems to have logged into that page. Maybe we'll get a little bit of help. I'm seeing that as well in some of the smaller media outlets in the UK. They're actually getting these vax-injured people on to speak freely. So maybe this is where the real focus should be going forward.
Yeah, look, and you know, looking back, I mean, we shared a few clips on social media, but I think people should have been focusing on that a lot more. The injuries, because, you know, especially, you've seen some of these injuries, some of the people can't even walk anymore. And these are things you can't fabricate. You know, it's not just a bloke lying in the bed. There's videos of people struggling to walk in hospital, wired up to machines. This can't be easily fabricated. And what that does, it smacks people right in the face. And I keep telling people, you know, it doesn't matter if it's not happening now, but trust me, with all the numbers coming out now, you are about to have someone in your family, someone in your close circle of friends that is going to be seriously either killed by this vaccine or maimed. And it's happening now. And you're right. What we've seen of late is MSM jumping on the stories, because they have to now, Rick. There's that many stories now that if they don't jump on, it's going to look completely compromised. So you'll start to see this, I believe. And again, on top of that, though, I try to be cautious with this and try to educate people. I believe that you're going to see a lot of MSM stories that have been fabricated, so to speak. Example, I'm going to give you one example. Justin Bieber, I believe there's no way in the world he took a vaccine. I know it's insignificant, doesn't matter. But what they're doing that for, Rick, is to normalize the injuries, which tells you we are about to see an influx of crazy stories coming out with real true life injuries. And that's why we're seeing these stories come out about stars. So what that does is, you know, Joe Blow down the road, when he cops a stroke or his eye starts hanging out of his face, he's going to think, oh, that's normal. I saw Justin Bieber. So I believe we're about to see the avalanche of injuries is about to come now.
It is. And that story that you mentioned as well already, the fact checkers have been all over it to say, look, there's no way this could have possibly, it was to do with some kind of shingles and a nerve in his face. It's got exactly. absolutely nothing to do with this. And look at the outreach that guy has. So obviously all eyes are on that guy. All eyes are on a lot of celebrities. Sadly, and is that not a tragedy? You know, the fact that people are looking to the like of Kim Kardashian or Justin Bieber to get their moral compass or their direction in life,
crazy.
Or to make a medical decision, or Ben Stiller going to Ukraine to visit Zelensky. The fact that people, the guy's a B-list, crappy Hollywood comedy actor, and yet people are looking at him going, what a guy. And Sean Penn, I remember back in the 80s, Sean Penn was famous for having married Madonna. It didn't last very long, and Sean Penn's a scumbag of the highest order. He's a WEF bought and paid for New World Order shill, and yet he lands out in Ukraine on the day that Putin invades on the 24th of February, making a documentary about Russia invading and Angelina Jolie. I mean, come on. What has she ever done in life? She's been in a few Disney movies. She's adopted kids from all around the world. She's crazy. She's a bona fide loon. And yet people are saying, oh, she's an ambassador. She's wonderful. How easily are people impressed these days?
Oh, Rick, it's, look, you know, whenever you see celebrities rolled out, I'll go to the example of we saw in where was it, Uvalde, whatever it was in Texas.
Yeah.
We saw straight away, we saw the coach of Golden State Warriors come out and he made a speech, and then we also saw Matthew McConaughey, and then we've seen, like you said, in Ukraine, we've seen Angelina Jolie, we've seen Sean Penn, and now we've seen just yesterday Ben Stiller. That's a big red flag, mate. Now, that means whatever's happening, you need to look at it with a fine-tooth comb, because it's BS. It's 100%. And it's quite sad that the powers that be know that people are so influenced by people who are so insignificant. It's embarrassing. Look, it is. It's embarrassing. And, you know, we've made a post about it, but I've seen people backing it up saying, oh, it doesn't matter that he's there. You know, it's a secure location. Come on, man, cut me the crap. And I'll tell you how far I go, Rick. I don't even believe, I don't even know if, can we guarantee that Zelensky's actually in Ukraine?
No, there's no way he's in.
He could be in the studio.
He's absolutely not in the middle of a conflict zone.
I actually believe he could be in a studio in USA, mate. That's how crazy things have become.
Just because, you know, again, how easily are people fooled? They see him walking around in this green army fatigue t-shirt that he never changes, and his little combat trousers, and his, you know, his little, you know, rough look, like me, only I'm a legit warrior. I don't do this, you know, for show. I haven't shaved since I was 19 with a razor. I always wear the same old black t-shirts. You'll always catch me looking the same way. I don't change my look for anybody, and I never will. But that little git, you know, to be frank, he has changed his look. You know what he changed it from? Jumping around in spandex with high heels on, thrusting his groin on a piano. That's what he used to be doing on TV in Ukraine when he played the president or the leader of Ukraine in a soap opera. You know, it couldn't be any more scripted. Although he looks worried, mate. He looks worried. I think his cards are marked and he's coming to the end of his shelf life. You get me?
Well, he did look a bit strange yesterday. Look, the whole thing's even just the way that Ben Stiller went up to him and said, mate, it's an honour. You know, you gave up. Are we joking? And we've got to be curious. First of all, it wasn't an actor. It was a two-bit garbage, not even a big, it was a degrader. On top of that, he's saying that, you know, he gave up a great acting career. Look, come on, they're mocking you, mate. And I believe, look, they're pulling out a lot of cards now, Rick. I don't know if you've noticed, and I don't want to change the topic, but you've seen with the, I don't know if you've noticed as well, the chemtrails are ramping up all around the world. I've noticed. I'm not usually into that. I don't talk about it, but I've seen some outrageous ones the last couple of weeks. Yeah. These guys are desperate. And what's happening? It looks like they're, I do believe they know that a lot of people are waking up and they're trying everything under the sun.
Yeah.
But it's backfiring. What's happening? I'm down on the ground. I talk to a lot of people. It's backfiring. There's that many things that have happened right now, shortages, extreme weather, the war. People are thinking, hang on, it's impossible. There's too much of a coincidence that they're all happening at once. And, you know, this is, again, we repeat, this is what we need, man.
Yep, so, it's controlled demolition in every area. They're not just focusing on a war. They're not just focusing on a vaccine. It's everywhere, right down to the skies above our heads. We're going to take a quick break. I want to touch on that really quick because it's not something I've ever paid any attention to. But, and I mean, like, okay, they're real, they're not real. The bottom line is we're getting assaulted one way or the other, whether it's genuine or not. But I want to look at that chemtrail business real fast after we come back from our break. Don't go away, you lovely listeners. This is TNT Radio. We'll be right back.
Jeremy Nell on TNT Radio.
This is a very interesting way of enslaving a lot of people. They just deem something illegal. They just put you into the red zone. They say that you're now a biohazard. You might not be able to fly because you've exceeded your carbon emissions limit. What really worries me here is that there's this weird kind of outsourcing of individual intelligence to centralized intelligence. And I cannot see the upsides to this other than really, really good marketing. And it's quite scary. Do you agree with me on my assessment about the dangers of digital ID and central intelligence?
Absolutely, yeah. In our magazine, you know, Covert Action Magazine is devoted to exposing, you know, providing, you know, scrutiny and exposure of the abuses of intelligence agencies. And this is, you know, a worldwide phenomenon that, you know, George Orwell would be rolling in his grave at what's going on today.
Jeremy Nell and Germ Warfare on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Freedom Fest is one of the most important places to go every single year if you're in any way, shape, or form connected to the Liberty Movement. Because if you're not here, people think something's wrong. You're supposed to be here.
Don't miss Freedom Fest, the largest Liberty event of the year, July 13th to 16th at the Mirage in Las Vegas. For more information, go to freedomfest.com.
Government is no longer working to protect our shared heritage, institutions, culture, and way of life. We're watching their deliberate destruction and dismantling, ready for replacement with something else.
What might that be?
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, I'm speaking with Mule Chum Ed. Yeah, we're just throwing a few things out there. One thing, it falls into the category of, I don't think we should get too caught up in it because even if it's real, there's nothing we can do about it, right? So we're talking about chemtrails, all right? Now, for a long, long time, there's a debate has been raging, I tell you. Some people are hardcore belief that there are planes flying over our head, dumping chemicals into the sky, manipulating weather patterns. Other people are saying this is complete BS. It's just contrails coming out from the back of our planes. You're reading too much into it. Okay, now, what got me thinking was, because, you know, for a long time, I just went through life living day to day. I didn't look too deeply into conspiracy theories or rabbit holes. And to be honest, I'm trying to avoid doing it even to this day because it'll drive you crazy. But when I thought about it, the more I think about how we are being assaulted chemically in so many ways, you know, the deodorant that you spray, if you use deodorant, you know, it's full of aluminium, which blocks the pores. You know, it's geared up to block the pores in your body to stop you from sweating. Sweating is a natural body process to regulate temperature within your body, flush out your pores. People are spraying themselves with aluminium, all right, to block up their pores. And it has a lot of other negative side effects. The toothbrush, the teeth, if you brush your teeth, use toothpaste, got fluoride in it, all right? It's not a good thing to be washing around your mouth twice a day. You drink your water, same thing again. The British government want to pump more fluoride into it, allegedly, because they're concerned about the state of children's teeth. Listen, if you're a parent out there and your kid isn't brushing their teeth, then that's a failure on your part as a parent, and giving them too much sugary foods, it's not up to the government to poison the water supply to potentially reduce kids' visits to the dentist. We had work ed outside my house about 6 months ago. The local water authority wrote to us and they said, we need to replace some of your pipes because they could be lead containing and we don't want you to get poisoned. Now, you know, it's taken them, what, 45 years to write to me? So, okay, thanks very much. So you want to change my pipes after you've let me drink poison, potentially poison water for 45 years? So what do? They dig up the whole street, all right? And I thought to myself, how the hell are they going to rip all those pipes out and change everybody's pipes without disrupting the water supply? They told me it would only be done in a day. There was a little T-shaped connection, because I went out and I looked at the guys right outside my house when they dug the hole. And I said, are you ripping everything out? No, we're just putting a little new T connector in between the main line and the line that goes off to your house. I said, what about the other pipes? She said they were potentially full of lead. No. We're just doing this little T-shaped pipe thing. I thought, hell's bells. What's the point? What is the point? It's like saying, I want to stop getting cancer from smoking, so I'm going to cut down from 60 a day to 59 a day. That should do the job. No, you need to cut it out completely. All right. So injections, vaccines, toxic product. They're pumping it into billions of people. The government is saying, take your jab. They're giving it to children. So no matter where you go, aspartame in your diet, Coke, whatever you like, it's just carcinogens and poisons in your mouth, in your ears, everywhere. So is it out of the question to think that they're spraying something up in the air to screw us up? I think not. I think it's entirely plausible, but I don't have any proof, obviously. What do you think?
Look, Rick, I don't talk much about chemtrails and versus contrails. Look, the reason I don't is because there's a large portion of the population that say you're crazy. But look, it takes a simple Google search, Rick. If you type in weather control, actual studies come up and actual government interviews that they admit that they can control the weather. We can just go back. You can Google this yourself, anyone who's listening. If you Google Chinese Olympics, I think it was 2000 and when was Beijing? 2008?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
If you type of Beijing Olympics weather control, what they did was they shot some canisters up. Are you aware of this? They shot some canisters up into the atmosphere and what it basically absorbed all the moisture so it wouldn't rain. So that's fact. I mean, we've seen it. There's farmers. They use it on crops to help get the clouds together. So we know they can do weather control. Whether those spraying, the spraying that we've seen, it's clear as day. You can see the difference. When there's a contrail, it lasts for a minute or so, or 2 minutes, or 3 minutes, or 4 minutes, and it dissipates. And that's condensation at different temperatures and altitudes. I understand all that. But the difference is when there's a chemtrail, sorry about that. Bear with me 1 second, mate.
Sorry, it's okay.
The difference is when there is a, sorry, that's my dog in the background going
crazy. Sorry, don't worry about the dog. It's not a big deal. It's all right.
So, yeah, when you see what we call or people call chemtrails, what happens is you'll see they'll spray, it'll be a beautiful sky, they'll spray their line, and then what happens is that line eventually dissipates and turns into clouds, which then spread across the sky. And, I mean, anyone can go out and film, try it, set up a tripod with your phone, film for the day and watch it happen. I reckon, now what's in those chemtrails? I don't know, but there's definitely some spraying going on, you know, but as I said, it's important not to get too deep because you can't do nothing about it. You can tell people and you can educate people and hopefully wake up a few, but again, it's not something we control and you've got to watch out going down these rabbit holes. Like you said before, what happens is you go that deep that you don't focus on what's happening here and now and what you can change. Because in the end, we can't stop chemtrails. Yeah, we can't stop chemtrails.
See, the thing is, I mean, what I'm seeing with my own two eyes, and I know you guys are getting a rough winter, okay? For us, this is supposed to be summertime, right? And Northern Ireland is notorious. You know, it can be wet, it can be a bit miserable, it can be a little bit overcast. I get that. I'm used to it. I've been living with it for nearly half a century, right? So there's nothing new there. But without a shadow of a doubt, the last month, 2 months particularly, and looking at the forecast for the next 2 weeks, the long range forecast, mate, I have seen one blue sky, I kid you not, in the last month. And I'm not talking about clouds, because there's never an end of clouds in Northern Ireland. Clouds don't seem to be there anymore. It's either a completely shut out grey sky, or it's the occasional day of pure blue sky. There doesn't seem to be any cloud cover anymore, with a little bit of blue and the sun poking out from under it. It's just constant gray, heavy, miserable skies. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, because it depresses the hell out of you. You know, when you don't see the sunshine and it's supposed to be the summer and you've just came out of a winter, it's a psychological effect as well as anything else.
It does, 100%. Look, and we know that the weather's getting cooler. And I mean, there's been, I don't know if you're into, have you researched into solar minimums and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So they believe, look, forget about what they say on MSM, the general consensus of people in the know is that we are going now for a cooling period. And we're seeing that firsthand. As I told you, we're going through a terrible cold. We're not even in winter. We're just at the start of winter now. And it is absolutely freezing. I've spoken to you and verified that it's happening in Ireland as well. So you've had a cold summer. USA has had a cold summer as well. It's happening everywhere. So we've got to also factor that in. So it's not all spraying, because we can go down that rabbit hole, you know, but it's definitely getting cooler. They're definitely spraying. We've just seen some torrential storms rip through Queensland and New South Wales, which you've seen on the news. Mm-hmm. Those events like that, I believe they've definitely been manipulated. But it's just, you've got to be careful not to, you know, not every single weather phenomenon is linked to it, you know what I mean? But there's definitely some crazy times. I mean, even 2 years ago, you saw the bushfires in Australia. I believe that they were spraying something to make it dry. That's what I believe. Yeah. And we've heard anecdotal stories from people in the bush saying they saw almost like, not big flakes, but they saw some type of powdery residue on the trees where the bushfires were. And there was, because, you know, aluminium lights up, mate. So if you're spraying aluminium over the forest and then it's really dry and hot, one little spark, mate. And that's what we saw 2 years ago, you know, just as COVID was happening. We saw catastrophic fires. So, yeah, look, there's definitely something going on with the weather. How deep, how much, Rick, anyone's to say, but they're definitely not interested in looking into it, that's for sure, you know?
See, one thing we can do about this is such that, let's say it's real, let's say they are manipulating it, or even if they are, we can't do anything about that. That's a fact. So that's why I'm saying don't get too caught up into it, you know. There's very strong evidence for it, very strong evidence against it. Where do we stand? Well, what can you do? For us here, all right, for sure, between around about mid-April and, say, mid-September, we can get away without using any central heating in this country, because you're supposed to be in this late spring, summer, early autumn. It's usually pleasant enough, around 14 degrees. It's bearable that you can get by without firing up your central heating to keep your house warm at night or during the day, right? Now, we should have been stopped using our central heating by, you know, start off middle of April. We are now coming into July, and it's been on nearly every damn day for at least an hour, giving us a blast of heat either through the night or at first thing in the morning when you're getting up out of bed to come to, you're not freezing your ass off when you get out of bed in the summertime, right? In the summertime. So that translates into money. So although there's nothing we can do about the weather, you know, we have to factor in the fact that there's increased costs upon us to simply 100%. Heat our houses, to put fuel in the car. So that's why, again, and that's something that we have stressed, is you need to be sensible with what you're doing with your finances, right? By all means, enjoy your life if you can. If there's a little bit of surplus and you need to treat yourself to keep your mental health together, do it. But be careful that you don't commit to things that you don't need, because you guys, like you've said it yourself, you're just coming into the start of your winter and already it's grim. So what happens if it racks up a few gears between now and August or September, and the prices keep going up and the fuel keeps going up and you're getting squeezed? All of a sudden that holiday you took, or that, you know, 2K that you spent on a new TV or whatever it was that you didn't actually need, shit, man, you're going to be praying and wishing you hadn't done it.
You're right, mate. And this is, yeah, the best advice I could give anyone right now is to not stress out, cut back wherever you can. You know, that could be coffees. Keep shopping at your local butcher and your local vegetable store. Yep. Just avoid the big conglomerate supermarket chains at all costs. Cut back on your Netflix. Get rid of it. Get on the internet and start learning how to download your own clips. Now's the time. Yeah, don't worry about a new TV. Just consolidate, because, as we said, interest rates are going to blow. We know that. That's already what's already happening now. This is going to be crazy, mate. And we've already seen the price of vegetables. And then what they do is, you know, even if you try to switch to, say, for instance, in Australia, the lettuce has gone to $12. So people started having cabbage in their salad. And now what they've done, Rick, the cabbages are $9. So they're going to keep moving the goalposts.
To be fair to you, right, and I joke about this in a nice way to different guests, I said, you know, there's a guy I speak to in Melbourne, his name's Ed Cooper, and for a long time he and I have been talking about stuff and predicting things, and everything has came to pass, and you, specifically you, for some reason, zoned in on iceberg lettuces about April, May time, about 2 months ago, and you were saying it's $6, it's $8, it's $10,
it's 12
and
now
it's starting to appear in mainstream media. They're saying, we can't afford iceberg lettuces in McDonald's, so we're shredding up cabbage. You called it, man. You called the iceberg freaking lettuce 2 months ago.
And now, it's nuts, isn't it?
And ridiculous as it sounded, you were bang on. You were perfectly accurate in your assessment.
But Rick, everything we've spoken about, it's all come to fruition. And, you know, we kept stressing to people. And we're still, again, there's still a window of opportunity now that things aren't that bad for people to just say no. That's all it takes, Rick. You just got to say no, you know. I tell people too, cut your insurance. You know what? Uh-huh. Cut wherever you can. Cut all your insurances. Make these guys desperate. If you cut them off at the head, stop shopping at their supermarkets, stop shopping at their insurance companies. Man, I'm telling you now, that's when things change. And, you know, as I said, we've seen some riots starting to happen. We've seen India. We've seen seeing at the moment? Sri Lanka.
Ecuador's
kicking off now.
Yep.
And we don't want to go down that way, because we know what they want. They do want chaos, and then they'll bring in the order. So we've still got a window, and I don't know how to stress the people enough. Cut back where you can. Find like-minded people. Stop complying, spread the word every chance you get, a little message, just tell everyone you can, try to wake them up, because that's all it takes is enough people to say no, enough people to stop buying, enough people to stop going to work, and people listen. And that's it.
We need to use their tactic. We need to use the tactic they're employing against us back on them. So what are they really assaulting with you? Your pocket. If they hit you hard enough in the pocket, you can't fuel your vehicle, which means you can't work, which means you can't earn, which means you can't pay your rent or your mortgage, which means you can't pay your insurances, which means you can't do anything, right? So it's an assault ultimately on your pocket, because if they control your pocket or they can empty your pocket, then you become controllable, much more so than if you're financially independent. So we can turn the tables, as you have said, hit them in the pocket, boycott the bigger chains that were enforcing vaccine mandates and talking about having their staff vaccinated or they couldn't work. Give your business to local people that you know that are trying to make ends meet. Take it away from the big places and, you know, starve them of their funds and hit them where it hurts. And you know what? That's a language they understand. Profits. If their profits are going down, it's game over. They need to get the fingers out. So hit them in the pocket.
Exactly. And Rick, you know, let's be honest, all you need to survive is, you know, pasta, rice, water, a couple of veg. You know, even maybe it sounds a bit extreme, but even if you do have to go and shop at your supermarkets, just don't buy the expensive stuff. Don't buy the $12 lettuce. Don't buy the meat. Mm-hmm. And what that does, it puts pressure back on them, and they have to reduce the price because they're still going to buy the stock. So yeah. It puts pressure and they have to discount it. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to start being smart. And if we can do that, we can dent this a little bit, because that's what they care about. They care about just profits, and they'll keep putting the price up. Even go, if you can, ride your bike to work instead of driving the car. Because what that does, they want you to pay $2.20 a petrol. But if everyone stops driving, maybe they have to put the petrol price down. You see, this is what we're talking about.
I do.
So putting
and pressure. Plus, it keeps you fit.
Exactly.
If you're out on the bike, or if you can walk to work, or if you can cycle to work, it's not always possible. Obviously, you couldn't do that because you're all over the place. You can't jump on a bike and do what you do.
But where you can take.
You can take a bike to the local store if you need some milk, or you can't walk there, or you can walk to local places and support them. And in doing so, you know, I don't want to be in the position to be having to go to a hospital or a doctor, if I can find one, from this point forward, because quite frankly, and I know there are some good doctors out there, and I have a lot of them here in the show, the guy that I have on, Nick's another one of them. But wait to tell you something, I wouldn't be in a rush to be going to a doctor unless it was life or death, literally life or death. And I'm trying to avoid, you know, getting type 2 diabetes, because I don't want to go down there and have them take a blood sample and then maybe be testing me for HIV, doing God knows what, saying take these tablets X, Y, and Z. So it will also contribute, I would say, to your physical and your mental health by not taking public transport or driving everywhere, and it'll hit them in the pumps. It'll hit them in the pocket.
And they're the little things that you can do, Rick. So if everyone, there are only small little changes, but if everyone did that, you know, it, as I said, it's, you don't need a revolution. You just need people coordinated together doing the same thing. As I said, you don't need the pitchforks. You don't need to, you know, you don't even need rallies, mate. You know, of course they raise awareness, but you just need enough people to cause drama. And that doesn't matter where it is, you know, the old, exactly.
If it filters back into their balance sheet, then they have to act because then they're finished. And if they're finished, then they don't get their big wages anymore and they don't get their perks. So they have to be, let's just say they can turn on a dime if they need to. And they'll turn on a dime when the profits start to take a nosedive.
100%.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this up. A little advisory session touching on some current affairs, touching on some ideas to help all you lovely listeners out there weather the storm, because there is a storm. And listen, this is only the beginning of it. It's definitely going to get worse before it gets better. But there's hope. Don't lose hope, especially if you're listening to TNT Radio.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th. With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Jeremy Beck.
The 28th of June midterm Republican primary for Colorado's Secretary of State will be an interesting one to watch. The current Secretary of State, Gina Griswold, has been one of only two Democrats to hold this office since 1963. And the Republicans should regain the office. Leading GOP candidate Tina Peters has easily dwarfed her Republican challenges in fundraising, and she has an important endorsement from General Michael Flynn. But Tina Peters has been criminally indicted by a grand jury for illegally tampering with election equipment, among other charges, and she has also been investigated by the FBI in this matter. She insists that she is innocent and is running a massive campaign for election integrity. She describes the current Secretary of State as Gestapo Griswold and slams weaponized law enforcement and tactics to terrorize political opponents. I'm Jeremy Beck for TNT Radio.
Here's that song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today!
Here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay! Here's that song again! It will make you cray cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Today, I have given formal notice to Russia in accordance with the treaty that the United States of America is withdrawing from this almost 30-year-old treaty. That was President George W. Bush's announcement in December 2001 that the United States would withdraw from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, which commenced in 1972. TNT Radio reviews this news again, more than two decades later, as a poignant reminder as to why the situation in Ukraine is so dire today. The mainstream media has failed to explain why the US withdrawal from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty has led to increased tensions between the world's nuclear superpowers and the current crisis in Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly condemned the United States for withdrawing from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty.
Today, I have given formal notice to Russia, in accordance with the treaty, that the United States of America is withdrawing from this almost 30-year-old treaty.
Russia's concern of U.S. nuclear weapons encroaching on its borders is legitimate. How would the United States react were the tables turned and Russia had a military alliance with Mexico?
Telling the truth is the only mandate we believe in. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Having a little bit of a laugh with Mr. Cooper on Zoom. Yeah, we're making some hand signals, not rude ones, not naughty ones, but yeah, it's hand signals. Do you know what I got accused of this week? Some guy said I was the happiest shill on Twitter. Can you believe that? He said I was the happiest shill on Twitter. Oh yeah, yeah. And he was dead serious. He said I'm just happy. Cheerful. That was what he called me, the cheerfulest shill on Twitter. Can you believe that? Do you think I'm a shill?
I find that strange. But if I was to pick anyone out of the circle of people that I knew, because I'm not silly, there are some people that I share their stuff. I'm not crazy. They're shills. I know 100%. I'm not going to mention one name, but he exposed himself a couple of weeks ago. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to talk about that. But, yeah. I've been called a shill a couple of times too, but I've asked these people, what am I shilling? Like, I've never asked for a dollar. I haven't got a button to donate on my page. So what am I shilling? And, you know, they've accused me because they're calling me a Zionist because a couple of times I've retweeted rallies against the government in Israel. Now, that's just crazy. You know, so I've been called a shill. I don't know why you would be called a shill, because you post and you call out psyops and, you know, you're straight up. It's actually quite outrageous.
But I laugh. I mean, they are in the minority, but, you know, I have a policy, right? I just tend not to engage with dickheads.
Yeah, of course. Right?
And I don't make that apologies. It's just they're Muppets, all right? When you go and you look at them, you know, they've been trudging along and they do nothing and they get no interaction. So they come on and they throw a few rocks at you. They've got no profile picture. People don't know who they are. They're anonymous nobodies, right? And so am I. I'm a nobody. We're all nobodies who have just, some of us have got a little platform and some of us don't. And I think that's another thing we can be tripped up by. We can be
sapped of energy
and time. So I don't even respond to anybody. But I do find it amusing. I do find it amusing because, you know, I go away and I actually think, well, what would have made somebody think that? You know, am I pushing vaccines and big pharma? Am I pushing mandates? Am I backing the government? Am I not calling out the nonsense in Ukraine? And people can make their own decision up about it. Like listeners to you or your followers, like, for example, you have a lot of people following you, so you're going to piss some people off. They want you to be a certain way. And when you're not a certain way and you don't tick all their boxes, then they get the insults out, you know. And I've seen Wittgenstein, our good buddy Wittgenstein, he got a lot of flack from people for posting up these videos from Shanghai of all the stage lockdown stuff. And it's like he's promoting this. He wasn't. Wittgenstein just puts stuff out there and people can take it or leave it. He doesn't comment. He doesn't even reply to comments. No, he just is a machine. Bang, 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 bang. And if you look at it, you know, and here's the funny thing. The people that were criticizing him were reposting his videos with comments, so they were then exposing their audience to it and calling him, oh, he's spreading misinformation. He's not. He's just putting videos up for people to say, this is what they're showing is happening in a certain place, or this is what somebody is saying. Take it or leave it. Move on with your life. Stop bloody wasting time and effort blackguarding someone that busts their ass nonstop, 7 days a week, to try and bring the truth out there.
Yeah, some people just got nothing better to do. Rick, I told you, as I said, I've been called out a couple of times. The only reason I can think that you might be called out, some people might think because you're on this radio station, that you must be connected and you're in the club. I know for a fact you're not in the club 100%, I come on here because we're mates and we like to talk, but yeah, some people could think that, but it is, it's outrageous because then you're going down a deep, dark rabbit hole when you think every single thing that's on the radio or on TV is fake. It's not everything. Yeah. It's like, we're not on some, you know, Channel 10 station screaming out, you know, on some big network sort of Illuminati station. It's just it's a radio station that lets people have their voice. And 99% of it is all anti-BS, anti-government propaganda, anti-vaccine. So, I mean, it's just facts. So
people have no idea. Like, I left a well-paid job with a pension if I wanted it and 6 weeks paid holidays per year, no weekend work, no evening work, no outside work to come and do this. And when I came to do this, literally in January, I didn't even know who these people were. It was a massive gamble. Did I approach someone to do this? No. Someone watched the Twitter video last year in Australia and forwarded it on to someone else saw it and said, I want to talk to you. I have no background. I have no experience, no qualifications, work experience or history in broadcasting. Yeah, I just, you know me, listen, mate. I sit in my car in the middle of the night and make 2-minute video clips. That's it. And if people watch them, they watch them. If they don't, they don't. Someone just happened to see it and send it to someone else who happened to be doing something, and bang, here I am today. But listen, this whole outfit could close tomorrow morning. What happens if we get shut down? I'm screwed because I've quit a well-paid job where that I had a future, at least 100%. On paper, in, and I've rolled the bones. I haven't had a day off since January. I'm taking the week of 2 weeks off. I'm taking a week off. Haven't had any time off since the start of the year. You know, I work research at the weekends. I sort myself out. I try and produce the show along with Luke. I get people like yourself on. Fuck me, man. It was a piss easy job, the one I came from, to do this, you know, and then in return, people say, he's a shill.
And it's, you know, a lot of the time, Rick, you know what it is? It's ego, you know, people slightly jealous of you. I know the whole story. I remember, I'd never forget the call when we spoke, and then you said to me, you know, someone called you from Asia Pacific today.
Yeah,
and I remember the whole story, and it's 100% legit. And I have had people question me about you. He said, are you sure he's legit? I go, mate, he's the real deal. I said, I'll talk to him. I speak to him on the phone.
I asked you, who are these people? Do you know anything about? I didn't even know who they were. I didn't know anything about Asia Pacific.
Exactly.
And you said, that guy, Mike Ryan, he's okay. I had no idea. I thought, in fact, I didn't even respond to the first message to say, I thought this is a piss take. This is a setup. Exactly. They want to make me look bad. It's a mainstream media.
I remember you saying that as well.
Fuck.
And I've got to give it to you, Rick, because I don't know if many people say this to you, but looking back now, I'm going to be honest with you, you've done an amazing job, man. You should be proud of yourself. Well, and I know the work you put in. I know you're 100% legit, but you've done really well, man. From a bloke just making a couple of little videos in your car, like you said, I applaud you, man, seriously. And I mean that.
Well, you too. You know, you've supported me. Wittgenstein, different people have reposted some of the videos, got me a little bit of traction, got me more exposure. And then, you know, I've said to him as well, by the way, why don't you come on the show? I'd love to get him on for a chat. Sure. But, you know, he stays in the background. Unlike you, you're more forward. You're more out there, which is great. He's not. But maybe we'll get you, me, and him. It would be a sweet day if you, me, and him could get online and he can stay anonymous. We can call him Mr. X and he can just be piping in here and there. It would be nice, wouldn't it?
I haven't told you this, but you know what? He has agreed to a call. I haven't told you. I've been a bit busy. He's agreed to a freeway call, me, you, and him.
Brilliant.
Offline. He's not going to show his face, I don't believe, but that's a start.
Yeah,
I'd like to speak to him. But you've done really well, Rick.
I appreciate it. And listen, by the way, anyone that's listening, I'm not doing anything special. I have a little iPhone. I don't have a software suite. I don't use a mic. When I'm making these videos and production, it's sitting in the car in the middle of the night with a grainy old black and white filter on, just talking crap for 2 minutes. And if I can do it, by the way, anybody else can do it. And just if you're out there, keep throwing the muck at the wall and sooner or later, some of it will stick. I believe that that's all it was, just consistent. And I was risking my job when I was doing that, by the way, because I was working for a government organization whose new chief executive is a member of the World Economic Forum.
Oh, wow.
So, that's you know, crazy. I would not have been surviving in there had I not have moved into this. So anyway, that's a little bit of history, but more so for the point of anyone out there to encourage them that what Ed's doing, Ed's a normal guy, I'm a normal guy. We're just trying to speak the truth, be consistent, trying to lift people up rather than beat them down and trying to expose the lies and the shenanigans of the government.
Exactly.
And he does it in his spare time because he works and his other commitments. I was doing it in my spare time. And even when I'm not doing this, I'm still doing it with other people in my spare time. You know, it's a labor, it's a war we're in, and soldiers really don't get days off. Sure they don't.
Exactly. You're right, Rick. Yeah, just an advice I'd give to people is just, it doesn't matter how big or how small you believe it is, just whenever you get the chance, tell people what's happening. You know, you got that couple of minutes when you're standing next to a bus or waiting for a tram, or you're at the shops and you're behind someone in line, speak up and tell them what's happening. Because as we said, they then go away, they tell a couple of people, they're just doing a bit of research, they spread the word to their friend talk to them, and that's how we're going to win this war. Just keep spreading
just
the truth.
Chip away.
Exactly.
Chip away at it. That's the best advice you could give, I believe, because it's something we all can do, is chip away a little bit at this big rock that's in front of us, and bang, 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 sooner or later the cracks will appear and that thing will fall right open. Ed, it's been a pleasure talking to you again today. Good to have you back on again. Hopefully
Cheers,
you'll be back next week, all being well. 100%. Listeners, hope you've enjoyed that little segment. If you haven't, too bad. It's an hour of your life you're never going to get back again, and we make no apologies for that. Don't go away. We'll be back after the news with more of the same on TNT Radio. Take care.